Broers en susters, brothers and sisters, it's a privilege for us to be involved in the work of God, not only in our own congregation, but also in the mission work. Now, we as a congregation are not directly involved, as Maranatha is taking responsibility for the mission work, but nonetheless, we may live together with what is being done in the mission work, and we may especially pray for what is done in the mission work, on the mission field. And therefore, it is a great privilege tonight to welcome Reverend Mnisi. Reverend Mnisi is working in the mission field in Elmapius, where I'm sure he will tell us about the piece of land that they have, and they are intending to start building there very soon. So I will, without further ado, I will give him the word, and then at the end, I will close in prayer. Reverend Mnisi, we listen.
Good evening. Give you the presentation about the work in the mission field. I was thinking, what will I tell you? And I was also wondering, when was the last time we actually came and gave you what you know, and then what I must still tell you. Maybe I'm going to tell you still the same stories, but we thank you that you can pray for us, and that you can also be part of the work. There's a Great Commission. We do mission work. Mission work doesn't stop. It is because Christ has called us to do his work. Oh. Is it coming out? Can I take it out? Okay. All right. Yeah. We do mission work because Christ has called us to. Mission work doesn't stop, it continues. We are in the process of the churches becoming self-governing, the churches which are there. But that doesn't mean that we will stop. I think we had a conference where we came together also with thinking ahead what would be then our next stop. But this is always in mind that God has called us to spread the gospel until he comes, and he has promised that he will be with us until the end of time. The mission churches we have, as you know, Elmapius, Soshanguve, and Elmapius. I'm working there, and Soshanguve F4. Currently, we working as all missionaries, and Soshanguve XX, Reverend Matlaila, and also Reverend Kadle. It's me in Elmapius with my family, and Reverend Matlaila, his family also. The picture is quite an old one. The boys have grown. They are not this size. Reverend Kadle, working in Free Reformed Church there, WWUU. And in Soshanguve F4, we are laboring there, all of us, but we're working together with the fathers there, and we are assigned. I have to organize, for example, coach the, make sure that the mothers come together, and we have Reverend Kartley working with the young people together with Brother Rofua Rampabana, one of the theological students, is almost also done with he's almost approaching the classes exams, and we have also Reverend Matlaila working with the fathers. So we're working there as a team, and we didn't appoint new missionary there, because then we're working towards instituting the church and then helping the fathers to take responsibility, and God willing, by the end of this year, then they will be elected as elders and deacons. The gospel is preached every Sunday. I think we can be grateful that every time, every Sunday, including today. Sometimes we become hesitant when it's raining. When the people come, I was really comforted to have a preaching today in El Mapias, and I also moved to Mamelodi. What happened in the last 2 years, I think everybody, we all know the story of COVID-19. All of us were affected by the pandemic in a way that, we have not lost anyone in the churches, but neighbors, friends, and people were really affected, and I can talk of all those economic situation and all that. Everybody was affected, as it has also was here in Pretoria. And yeah, there's always been anxiety. When we began year 2020, everybody was wondering, would it be the same as year 2020? And we always even for the members, they become anxious. But what had happened then in the mission congregations? Well, maybe we remember the passing away of Reverend Magagula in 21st of May 2020, almost 2 years now. He was buried, as we can all remember. I think on the 24th, during that time when we could all of us could not even attend his funeral service. Brother Solomon Makwakwa, one of the theological students, also was taken to glory, and he passed away last year. Reverend Brusma received a call to Johannesburg. He was also part of the mission team. So we are left only with three missionaries. We continued during lockdown, providing WhatsApp messages, preaching through WhatsApp messages. Those are just individual families meeting together. This is basically in El Mapias. We also did some, try to connect Bible studies through social media. So in a way, we thank God that the gospel continued to be spread. This is this picture is taken in Soshanguve XX, where people met at their respective homes. 2020 was also an opportunity to show generosity, and we thank God for opening the hearts of the brothers and sisters who provided shopping vouchers. We could distribute this. This is in Soshanguve F4. I worked also together with the mothers in Soshanguve F4. We distributed also for the families who were affected by the economical situation. Gradually, 2021, the meetings resumed. We started first meeting at the respective homes. This was before we were allowed to move to the stand, to the new stand. Our building plans were not yet approved, so we could meet even with the young people in their respective homes, having Bible studies at homes. So gradually, the church began to come together. In some instances, in Soshanguve F4, people were reluctant to return to the churches, so it became also a struggle to bring people back. You see this also in Mamelodi, that still even today, people are, the church is not yet fully recovered from the pandemic. The situation has since improved. That is at the bottom there, Soshanguve F4, that is in El Mapias, also in XX. Some members have come, and then especially towards the mid-2021, the end of 21, beginning of this year, really things have improved to some of the congregations. Even in the federation level, we are thankful. These are the fathers who met last year for the classes meeting. Even our fathers from El Mapias also are invited to come in the classes meetings. Last year I also attended in April the synod in Bela. So even in that federation level, we can come together. Well, our focus points in Nelmapias, we want to support and equip the Nelmapias congregation to be active servants of Christ and take ownership of the congregation. Focus on increasing the number of fathers in the congregation and training them as future potential office bearers. Working with Gerizim Community Center to build a facility that will be used for community upliftment, and also lead the Nelmapias Mission Congregation to install its office bearers by 2023. That is next year. So we're working towards that. We are a mission congregation, a mission church. Christ has gathered believers in Nelmapias. We have moved away from using actually the word mission point, but we see ourselves as the church. Yes, not yet office bearers, elders and deacons, but Christ has gathered people in Nelmapias and we continue to worship there. So this is a church service. And I think this was the first time when we had Lord's Supper in the open area. This was taken before COVID. We also enjoy, I think, the sacraments. We are the Church of God, so we see ourselves as fully Church of God, and we're working towards the church to be instituted. We started in the shack, we moved to a school. And now we are in the open area in the new church stand. In the new church stand, we take responsibility. The congregation takes responsibility. There you have some of the items we are thankful we receive from the container. Some are donated by the members of the congregations. We are able to sell, to try and fundraise for our church building. The fathers also take responsibility of cleaning. This earth was vacant, although the family Hansen bought the earth, but because then the plans were not approved, we couldn't do anything on the stand. So we have to wait first for the plans to be approved, and it took a lot of time. The plans were approved in October 2020. And it was God's grace, because then we were not allowed to meet in the school. So yeah, after then the easing of the lockdown, we were able then to meet in the stand. But we received a very hostile reception from the community. This was the stand which was used for dumping. Everybody just used it to informal businesses. So when you come and say, now I have papers, and then this is our stand, we need to start congregating here. And then we really received hostile reception. So it took a lot of time for us to clean, take the rubbish. Almost every Saturday we met before the service to make sure that we clean the stand. The minister also take responsibility in cleaning. Yes, we are also thankful that we have possibility there at the stand. We meet with the fathers every Wednesday, the mothers every second week. They have on Sundays, they have their Bible studies. The young people, we met at a school, but after the lockdown, we could meet in respective homes. But now we also meet at the stand. We have our Bible studies. Everything is done in that stand. We have on selected school holidays, we bring kids from the community also. We have what we call Kids Bible Club. We also enjoy visitation. We have brothers who are here from the mission committee, Brother Ordeig, and also Rul Stolper. They are working in the mission committee, supporting the churches. So we have so much support. Also visitation, it means a lot also when we are part of the classes, and then that we can have other ministers visiting the congregation. That's why I say we are a mission church, not a preaching point, and we feel that part. The building plans were approved, and then we're working with the Gerizim Community Center. The earth was bought by the two, the couple here. They bought it long ago, and their intention was to start a community center there. And after many years, then we deliberated with them, and we're working together with them that we can build a community center, which can be used for church services. So during the week, it will be used for other activities, social upliftment for the community to uplift itself. But the members of the Nelmapias, the church members, are in the board of the community center. So yeah, I think it is our intention is that the project would come from the members of the congregation, and that during the week we can do other activities on the center when we have the church building. Already there are some activities which are done. We're busy with the children. On Fridays, there's some drug awareness. People who are coming with a drug awareness campaign, and we have given them also a space. They come only on Fridays, Friday mornings, and then in the afternoon, we are able also to use the stand for other activities. We have a place to worship. We are thankful. It's slow. The building process is going slow. But we thank God that we can gather, we can worship every Sunday. This, I think it was in 2020 when it was my wife's birthday, so we could also celebrate it there together with the congregation. 2021, we had a youth conference in September last year. We could, together with Kotatsong, and we had a youth conference where we also included also outreach. Members, other churches came from Soshanguve, but we also able to invite young people around the area and also around Mamelodi. All right, this was our first Good Friday in 2021. We couldn't have anything on in 2020, but this was our first Good Friday, and it was only Nelmapias. And I need to go forward. Yes, this year we plan to have a Good Friday. We joined with Mamelodi, the other churches also. We have paired the churches, the Sesotho speaking churches. GG will be with F4, XX with WW, but we will be with Mamelodi just for the regulations. We have built since a steel structure, and then where we can meet. We had problems with gazebos. We always put on gazebos, but because of the wind and all the practical problems, so we decided to build a steel structure. This is, if you look at it, it's not that big, but I think it's like today we were able to continue even when it was raining inside of the steel structure. Well, there are developments. We could, after the hostile reception from the community, we are now could work with the community. We were able to put the fence. We were able also to put the water meter. It took us to 1.5 years to just put the water meter. The people from Tswane came. They were chased by the community, but now things settled down. We are working with the community. We have the water in the premises, and then we also have fenced the property. Yes, maybe in conclusion, we were encouraged during lockdown by also our brothers and sisters from the Netherlands in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So this you could find in YouTube. Our prayer points, I've taken generally the prayer points to conclude with. We, God willing, November 2022, this is this year, we hope that the church in FO would be instituted, the church in WW also will be instituted, working towards institution this year, Swashanguve XX in 2024, Nel Mapias in 2025. Pray for the church activities in these testing times. Pray for boldness that we might continue to spread the word of God. And I think, it's important, as I've said, that we are the church of God already. These are church members. Christ has gathered the people here, and we continue to live for him. Now to him who is able to do more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, are there any questions? Is there enige vraag wat u wil stel aan Dominee Mnisi? Kan het in Afrikaans stel of as u wil in Engels, Nederlands is ook goed. Enige iemand wat 'n vraag het, na aanleiding ook van die aanbieding of enig iets anders? Frans.
It's stable. I think we also, few members who left came back after COVID, especially when we were doing the food distribution. We also included everyone, even those who left the church. So many people came back. So now it's kind of stable, but we have lost a lot of members in the past. And yeah, we have quite a number of guests coming in. As I said, that the church in the community now, things have settled down, the dust have settled. We are able to communicate also do outreach in the community. We're still doing the fundraising. Sending, I think, maybe some time this month, we'll be sending also letters to ask. There are funds, but we still need more. What we intended to do, we have divided the building of the church in phases. So I think we have four phases of building the church, but we don't want a start-stop kind of a process, so we want to at least raise enough for phase one and phase two and have a promise for phase three, and then at least we know that we are able to start. But I think we will send information to the churches asking for help, and then also giving the figures where we are and then where we want to where we want to reach.
Any planning to start when?
Actually, we would have hoped that we would start this year in February, but then because of the funds, we still need to do more fundraising. We trying to avoid the stop start. So I think we have enough to put on the foundation cleaning. It took us a lot of time, and our problems with the community also meant that we did a lot of things that we didn't plan for. You know, you needed to put in a fence, you needed to find an engineer to do things that we needed to do quickly. I think as soon as we have enough funds promised for our phase three, then that's when we would start building.
Maybe I can just add on here, because we approached the mission committee has per congregation.
Maybe a final question, or maybe there's one more, but from my side, that you spoke about the Gerizim community project. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about that?
Gerizim, we have Anton Janssen and Herda. They bought the earth. They wanted, as I said, wanted to use it for community upliftment. So, yeah, after many communication, so we decided as the church also to be part of Gerizim. So they bought the earth. I think by then, especially Uom Anton, health-wise, then he was affected by also the process of approving the plans and all that. So now they gave the earth to the community center. They are not part of it now. So the church now, I think we have, it's myself being the chairperson. We have, I think, a committee of four members from the church, our treasurer also from the church, separate bank account for the community center. So we being part of that community center, being the church. I think we have only two members who are just from the community. But yeah, it's basically us being that in that part, also working with the church to build this. Yeah.
Maybe one final question. Not. Okay, then I would sincerely like to thank Reverend Munisi both for the preaching. We appreciate the word, speaking to us also of bearing fruit and not being seasonal Christians, but everyday Christians. Thank you for that. And also for giving us the material so that we can pray for you and live with what you are doing. And I would like to also do that now in prayer. So you're welcome to take a seat, and then I will pray for us and end this meeting. Let us pray together. Lord and Father in heaven, we come to you in humbleness because we see that you are working. We see in the pictures and in the story that Reverend Nisi has told us that you are busy, that you are gathering your church. We thank you for the Church of Naumarpius. We thank you that even today, while it was raining, they were able to come together, sing, pray, and hear your word. Lord, we would like to pray for the four mission churches, F4XXWW and Naumarpius, as they are working towards institution. We pray that you will provide men, brothers, fathers that are spiritually strong, that are able to guide the congregations so that they may be ordained as elders and deacons. Lord, please give wisdom to the missionaries that they may teach these men, that they may teach and disciple the congregation, and that we may praise you for the growth that we see. We also pray for the process of building in Naumarpius. We pray that you will provide there the necessary funds, everything that is needed, so that soon we may be rejoicing together as we see brick by brick being laid. Lord, will you provide a home for that church? Not that they depend on it, but it will give them a base from which to also reach the community. Please provide in their needs. And we pray that they, together with us, that we all may be faithful in fulfilling the great commandment that you send us out to make disciples. Please protect us from becoming quiet here in our own corner, but help us to live out and speak out about what you've given us. We pray for Reverend Nisi and his family. Give them unity, give them strength for the work, and give them faith in you every day. Be with us as we depart from here, protect us, and give us a good night's rest. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Want jy almal wel tuis, broers en susters?